to stay on track together. And that's all. It creates this community for us all. He's one of the top leaders in our company. He's got some of the top leaders in his organization. And the beauty of it is he shares it right across the board, no hold barred. So I want to say thank you to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Thank you, Udonna Power. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Hi, everybody. Lenny Evans broadcasting live from Park in St. George, Utah. My sister Katrina is visiting me, staying with me, with her three gorgeous little girls, Lizzie, 7, Chrislyn's 5, and Madison is 3. And I'm living my life through their eyes the last 24 hours. And we went on a hike in Snow Canyon this morning early, and now we're actually at one of the coolest parks ever. I'm just so grateful I can be here and they're doing that. And, you know, that's freedom, guys. My boss would never have allowed all this, okay? I would have had to say, hey, buddy, I know I've asked for a lot of time off, but my nieces are here, and I want to go on a hike, and then I want to go to the park, and then I want to make them fresh isogenic smoothies in my new ninja blender, you know, like that kind of thing. And the boss is like, hello, I have a business to run. Get in here. And that's freedom. And I want to honor our speaker today, right, because she represents freedom in so many ways. You know, she did that whole working for somebody else thing, did not work for her spirit, did not work for her, right, because her personal preference is to be free. You know, there's no question about that. And I think it's all of our personal preferences, but the Queen of Freedom is in the house. I did a call with her team last night. It was so fun. I just want to say welcome and hello, Rhonda Collier.
Well, hi, everyone. Hey, Lenny in the park with the kids and Katrina, give them my love. We are so blessed, really. We are so blessed, you know, and you're right. Your boss would have said no, for sure. And that's what drove me was the opportunity here to be free, the opportunity to be able to live my life full out. And I just want to start this morning with just congratulating every one of you for being here, for staying the course. You know, how we say it, you guys, it's a journey. It is a journey, and we are perfectly imperfect. And you, on this call right now, you are an unrepeatable miracle. You are an unrepeatable miracle, and you are here to do what you are here to do. And trust me, if you are called to be here, which you are, then everything you need will always show up. Always. You don't have to stress about it, man. You just have to be clear on what it is you want. You have to be clear on your vision. And I'm going to, first of all, before I talk a little bit about leading without a title today, which is what I want to talk about, which is really touching my heart, I want to just put a little prayer out there for my mom. And any moms and any dads and any family members and any person on the planet that is battling with an addiction to cigarettes. My sweet mom, oh, gosh, she's so beautiful. And she's battling with this addiction, and she keeps trying. She keeps trying. And, Lenny, I know you're an amazing coach to help her. She's ready. She's ready to quit. She's ready to stop. And so let's just send everyone we know that is battling with this addiction or any addiction, let's just take a moment. Maybe just, if you feel like it, just put your hands up and face your palms out. And let's just send everyone love. Let them know they can do it. See them being successful. See them feeling loved. See them loving themselves. See them healthy. Awesome. Thank you, you guys. Woo, that's a good one. I got chills. So I am passionate about this dude I met at this leadership training called Robin Sharma. I never even heard of him and heard him speak. And he's got a movement going on, really, and it's called Lead Without a Title. And some of the things he talked about, man, it really, really touched my soul. You know, he said, it's never been more difficult to not chase shiny objects that don't produce value in the world. I thought that was pretty interesting because I don't know about you guys, but I relate to that, man. I'm all like proud of myself. I'm like, I don't have a TV. I don't have a TV. I'm like, who cares if I have a TV? There's a computer, and it distracts me all the time. And there's Facebook and Instagram and chat this and do that. And, yes, they're awesome tools for our business, but they can also deplete our life. Our life. It's never been more difficult to not chase tiny objects. It's never been more difficult to be present with people. Do you drive in the car with your husband or your wife or your children, and are you on the Facebook or Instagram or messaging, or are you talking? You know, so it's really, you know, the queen of freedom that I am, you guys, the biggest lesson I had to learn was getting a schedule down. And I still struggle with it, I tell you, because I like freedom. But there's nothing that gave me more freedom than my schedule. Because my work time was my work time, and my play time was my play time. And when I was playing, I was playing. And I didn't feel guilty about it because work time was on the schedule. I knew I'd get to it. And when I was working, I didn't feel overwhelmed because I knew I had my play schedule. So the schedule will really set you free. And Robin talks about this, these distractions, and really learning to draw boundaries around these distractions. Most people, I have 2.1 hours that they're addicted to distractions. I don't know. Sometimes it feels like it could be more than that. But leadership is what we do when no one is watching. And David Wood, our beautiful trainer in Isagenics, that's one of his favorite statements, man. He's like, I don't care what you do on stage. I don't care how great you are on stage. What I care about is what you do when no one's looking. And that's our true leadership. That's our true leadership. Okay, so you know, that means for me that I'm walking the walk. You know, I'm talking the talk and I'm walking the walk. The biggest reason to make a fortune, he says, is to help as many people as possible. I love this guy. He's all about philanthropy. Now, I've been hanging out with some pretty big players in the last year. Tony Robbins and all these trainers we had at the leadership course. And one of the things I noticed is the happy, successful people, because I've seen a lot of people successful, meaning they have a lot of money, but they're not happy. But the happy, successful people have a serious level of focus on giving. On giving. And again, if you're upside down in your life financially, I just invite you, you can still have a focus on giving. You can give some of your time, and you can give a dollar. It's not the amount that matters, you guys. Never let that demon or that excuse live in your mind. I'm broke. I can't do it. It's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That is not what creates results. As a matter of fact, that's going to keep you right where you are. What creates results is a new habit, and it's not the dollar amount that's going to make a difference. It's the consistency, and it's the focus. You see, as you dedicate your mind to your philanthropy of choice, I've got 5 World Vision children now that I take care of. And I love doing it, and I also love giving to our charity at Isagenics, which is Make-A-Wish, and watching these little souls have these experiences that they could only dream of, and they can forget for a moment that they're terminally ill. But the philanthropy, it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. And in Robin's mind, and in successful people's mind, everyone I've ever talked to, they've got giving as a main focus in their business. So my question to you that I want you to think about today, and I really sit with this now daily, and the two questions that Robin shared with us, and he said, you know, what, speaking of all the distractions and speaking of being a leader and speaking of your mission here and speaking of philanthropy and speaking of your family and speaking of your schedule, and speaking of your life, okay, what will be most important to you on your deathbed? You know, begin with the end in mind, they say, right? Did you ever think about it? Have you ever thought about that? Like, what's going to matter as you're leaving the planet to go on to your next adventure? You know, he said the CEO gets buried next to the street cleaner. I thought that was interesting. That kind of got my attention. Right? The CEO gets buried next to the street cleaner. So what did you become is question number one. What did you become? Did you use your pain to become more? Or did you use your pain, or did you let your pain shrink you down? I think that in itself, I could give 100 examples in my life where I've chosen pain to be my teacher. I've chosen that in the moment of something just really bad happening, I have a $900,000 mortgage on a home in Maui, an investment property. $900,000. I have two mortgages, a $600,000 and a $300,000. At the time, I was only making about $100,000 a year. I had almost $1 million in mortgage debt, and the entire industry collapsed. Home prices, my $1 million home was now worth about $300,000. Nine out of 10 people were going into bankruptcy in their homes and in their lives. It was just like crazy in that area particularly. Businesses were shutting down left and right. The banks froze. There was no money to be given to anyone. Couldn't get a loan. If I didn't sell this house, if I didn't get the bank to approve a short sale, if I went into foreclosure, guess what? The law is a little different in Hawaii than it is in California. I didn't get to just hand the keys back and say, sorry, did my best. And they wiped it off my owed list, and they put a big red mark on my report. No, that's not what happens. You owe the difference. They can come after you. They can lien your wages. Now, at the time, I had spent 7 years working my tail off to build my Isagenix business, or 6 years or 5 years, I forget the exact date. But I knew one thing, that if I didn't get that house sold on a short sale, if I had to go into foreclosure and they're going to come after that money, that I had just spent the last 7 years working for nothing, and maybe even the next 7 years. I was really, really scared. I was thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? What's going to happen? So what do you become? Do you use your pain to become more? I made a decision in that moment, and I don't know about you and what moments you're facing now, or you faced in the past, or you will face in the future. But you get to decide who you're going to be. You get to decide, are you going to be a leader without a title? A leader without a title is going to make a decision to grow, to learn, to become more, and to open further to love. I made a decision about that house in Maui, even though I was petrified. And I had no experience in this area. Zero. But I made a decision, and this is what it sounded like. I am selling that house, period. There was no other outcome that I would consider for 1 second. I want to wrap up today with letting you know I did sell the house. And it was a heck of a roller coaster ride. And I had hundreds of people telling me I couldn't. I had two realtors that had done real estate for combined 50 years, unable to come up with a solution at the last minute. But guess what? because I was so committed and I was so focused on one outcome and one outcome only. Me, with zero experience in real estate, in transactions, in deal making, I came up with a solution. And I don't say that to be all big and, oh, look at Rhonda Collier, isn't she smart? No, I tell you that because you have the same opportunity in front of you with every single thing that comes your way. On your deathbed, you're going to look back and you're going to say, what did I become? Choose what you want. Choose it. Focus on it. Be it. Live it. Breathe it. Commit to it. I promise you, you'll learn. I promise you, you will grow. I promise you that you will be that leader without a title that's possible for all of us. And it's in those moments, it's in those decisions, it's in those quiet moments where no one's looking, that you become that person that everybody wants to follow, that everybody wants to know, that everybody wants to be a part of. So anyway, Lenny, I love this leader without a title, and whew, I'm just going to push it back to you because I could go on for an hour this morning.
I want you to go on for an hour. Oh, my God. That was awesome, Rhonda. Good.
Well, thank you,
good
honey.
Good stuff. And I'll reach out to your mom today and text her and coach
her.
No,
thank you. Oh,
she's ready.
Please.
She's ready,
yes.
Right? And anything she possible said. When you're ready.
That's,
you know,
right.
Because everything you're talking about is so beautiful. And there's so many nuggets that came from today for me. I'll tell you what, how we're intentionally spending our time. I just want to wrap up with that for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a real shift in the last 10 years, last 5 years, last 2 years, last year, last month, last week. I understand at a level I've never understood about this intentional giving, intentional living, intentional eating, intentional bike riding, intentional conversations, intentionally putting my phone down so I can be present for my nieces.
Mm.
It's not easy, but it's intentional, and intentional, ladies and gentlemen, is sexy. So what you're teaching me right now, that what I really got from it is if I intentionally live my life, and I can intentionally go ahead and pass on to the next life because it's intentional. Who's going to remember you? Who's going to say things? You know, what is it that you did? Did you leave your mark? Did you touch on your purpose? Did you put it into stone, so to speak? You know, Rhonda, thank you for your insight and for your journey and for all of the experiences that happened to you. You know, humans call those mistakes. But we don't, right? I mean, I know we're humans, still, but humans tend to call things like that mistakes. But you either learn, you learn from those lessons. You know, it's like Jimmy Smith says: the yeses build my business, and the noes build my character. Every part of the equation built me, a different part of me. So the lessons here to build, to give, evaluate, and move on. And that is so just beautiful. So Leader Without a Title, is that one of his books?
Yes, that's one of Robin Sharma's books, yes.
I love Robin Sharma. Not just that I'm attracted to his head. You know, I think he's got a great bald head for sure, right? But he's brilliant on the inside, man. That guy is intense. So I can't wait to buy that book and read it. Rhonda, thank you for who you are. And, again, your meditation prayer for your mom and for everyone battling anything that doesn't serve them, that was right channeled from your heart, from our angels, you know, and thank you for that. And let's give a lot of love to your mom. And we know she's got this. It's a decision, right? It's just it's a decision. I'm gonna talk to her and walk her through a couple of things that I think might help. Guys, who are you reaching out to today? Who are you reaching out to as you study, practice, and teach? As you study, practice, and teach? Who are you teaching? What are you studying? What are you practicing? I don't know. But whatever it is, do it and teach it, because when you teach it, it comes full circle. The fact that Rhonda could articulate what she just did to us means that she studied it, she practiced it, and now she's teaching it. She's earned the right because she got the lesson, and it propelled her forward. That's what's happening, my friends, to all of us. We're all on the journey. And so let's honor each other's journey. Let's not judge it, for crying out loud. That doesn't do anybody any good. But just to hold space for people. Wherever they are, they are. So, Rhonda, thank you. You're just so beautiful and just such a powerful teacher. And I've always seen you teaching meditation to, like, thousands. So maybe you should do that one of the mornings of celebration. Just saying.
Bring it. Bring it. Okay.
Well, I'm going to go play with my nieces and make them an isogenic smoothie with all these good fruits. And I'm just so excited, guys. Let's unmute the lines. Let's do a 1-2-3 isogenics, and let's really take on this day for real. Teach and serve and study, practice, you know. Let's just be blessings in any way that we can. Intentional blessings. Intentional inspiration. Intentional everything. Thank you, all my teachers, for teaching me how to be intentional. Thank you. Here we go.
Unmuted.
We are live. 1, 2, 3.
I do.